Hi, this is Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Here's another show to help you manifest prosperity. If you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to have a better relationship with money, maybe you want to manifest love, maybe you're ready to manifest a new job, maybe you're ready to start a business, maybe you're ready to be the best version of yourself, I would love to support you in that journey. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. Today, I'm going to share with you a lesson from my Money is Wonderful program that I did at the end of 2019. It's currently not available, so I thought I'd just share a piece of it for you here. I do have a book called Money is Wonderful, which is a daily devotional to help you activate the energy of prosperity in your life. Information for that is on my website. It's available on Amazon. You can search Amy Yancey, Money is Wonderful, or just go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com and click book, and you can see all of my books. All right, let's do this. Take a deep breath. Believe the money you desire is yours. Feel it in your body. Hold that feeling. Breathe it in and smile. Money is wonderful. Have faith. Your prayers are manifesting. Remain positive and follow the wisdom of your heart. Follow any intuitive hits that come up throughout the day. Just do it and know that money will be yours. Step one, in your mind, imagine your money goal. See the number in your mind's eye. Breathe deeply and allow that amount of money to become a part of your body and soul. Keep breathing deeply as you mentally call this money into your life. See it coming towards you. Smile, breathe, know it is yours, see it is done. Feel the feeling of receiving that amount of money wash over your body again and again. Breathe, feel this money coming to you now. Know that it is possible for you. Trust that it is available to you. Affirm in your soul that it is done. That amount of money is yours. That amount of money is yours. That amount of money is yours. Remember, the universe will figure out how you will receive this money and when it will come to you. Just smile and be grateful as all the money starts to roll in. Step two, tune in and notice the abundance of money all around you. Money is everywhere in all different forms. Money is simply energy. Notice money in buildings. Notice money in clothes and shoes. Notice money running through the electrical currents in your home, in your workplace. Notice the water flowing through your faucets. That's money. Feel the feeling of money flowing all over the world. Notice the value in things that you use on a day-to-day basis. Notice the value in things that you desire to have in your life. Feel the energy of money moving all around you all the time. Money is everywhere. Money is always available to you. Allow your body to buzz with excitement, joy, wonder, and aliveness. Abundance is real. Abundance is for you. Abundance is always available. Step three. Decide, I only experience the abundance of money that is always flowing everywhere. I welcome abundance into my life. Decide, I only experience the abundance of money that is always flowing everywhere. I welcome abundance into my life. One more time. Decide. Now in this moment, decide. I only experience the abundance of money that is always flowing everywhere. I welcome abundance into my life. Step four. If any thought comes up that says there is not enough, let it come up. Just observe it. Laugh at it even, if you can. And say in your mind, isn't that a funny lie? Isn't that a funny lie? I want to believe that there's not enough, but I know that there is. And maybe in this moment, I'm not experiencing it, but it is available to me. So if there is any thought that comes up that says there's not enough money, not enough time, not enough resources, not enough people, let it just come up. Observe it. Laugh at it. And say in your mind, isn't that the funniest lie ever? There are three reasons why you would not manifest the money you want. You don't believe you can have it. You think something bad will happen if you get it. You don't really want it. That's taken from Amanda Francis. Here is a mantra to help you overcome these limiting perspectives. I believe I can manifest the money. It's no big deal. It's only money. It's a fun game. I can do it. Money is available to anyone who desires it. Money is available to anyone who believes they can have it. I'm willing to believe that money is available to me. I'm willing to believe that my desires are available to me. Money is just a tool. It's a resource. I can have access to this resource. I'm willing to believe that this resource is available to me. I want the money. I believe I'm worthy of the money. I believe I'm deserving of the money. I'll still be myself in the process. I'll still enjoy life. I'll still have fun. I'll still be safe. Money is fun. Money is joyful. Money is wonderful. Notice any resistance that comes up as you recite the statements above. I'll repeat it again for you just so you can let it sink in. I believe I can have all the money I desire. I believe I can manifest money with ease. It's no big deal. It's only money. It's a fun game. I can do it. Money is available to me. Money is available to anyone who desires it. Money is available to anyone who believes they can have it. Money is just a tool. Money is just a resource. I have access to this resource. I want the money. I am worthy of the money. I am deserving of the money. I'll still be myself. I'll still enjoy life. I'll be safe with money. Money is fun. Money is joyful. Money is wonderful. Now again, notice any resistance that comes up as you play with those statements. You don't have to do them exactly as I have recited them for you. Just play with it and then be willing to let go of that resistance. So maybe you're like, Amy, I'm just not believing I'm worthy of money. Well, you might want to say, what would it take for me to believe I'm worthy of money? A question has a way of opening up your consciousness so you can see things differently. You also might want to say, and this is one I often recommend, I am willing, I am open to the idea that I am deserving of money. Play with it. The goal is to feel better, yes, but in that process to raise your consciousness. Sometimes when we start in the lack place and we're doing exercises like this, it can be difficult to break out of it. Sometimes we're just kind of kicking up more dust of lack, even if we're doing a meditation or an affirmation. So it's important to look at what we're believing that's triggering that feeling of lack, right? So if you have this sense, oh my gosh, the money is going to run out, look at why you would believe money would run out. What experiences have happened where you felt like money ran out? What thought, what perspective are you holding that there's not enough money? Maybe you heard that growing up. Money doesn't grow on trees. There's not enough. Money needs to look like this in my life. whatever it is, be willing to let that go. But first, you have to look at it. I think sometimes people do prosperity work and they don't look at that feeling that it triggered them to even do prosperity work, right? So clean up all the beliefs that you might be holding that lack is real, because lack is only real because we believe it's real. Look at all the beliefs you might be holding that are based in poverty consciousness. Again, poverty is only real because we believe it's real. And look at any perspective you're holding around scarcity. They're not being enough. They're not being enough, which is, again, is only real because we believe it's real. And I know somebody's out there saying, but Amy, I can see my bank account. There's not enough. And I don't know where more is going to come from. Be kind and compassionate with yourself in that space. Go to God and say, God, man, what's going on? Talk to God, talk to your angels, talk to spirit. Say, help me to feel good in this. Help me to see that I am not a victim to this situation. Help me to feel better. And it's from that sincere prayer that you will start to get a little insight. Your consciousness will expand just a bit. You'll start to have a sense that life might be more abundant than you initially thought. And then follow the signs. Spirit's going to give you some really clear signs as to what to do so that you can welcome more money into your life. Be willing to do that. Keep track of your manifestations, every little drop of money that comes in, every little blessing. Money comes in a lot of different forms. And it's safe. Whatever form money comes into your life, accept it. Someone might bring you, you're in need of something, and somebody might help you with it. You might be in need, you think you need money to do something, and then somebody supports you. Track all of that. Because the more aware you are, the more appreciative you are of those blessings, the more receptive, the more you'll believe that cash money can come into your world. Right. So that is my show. If you're, again, if you're looking for a coach, if you're ready to shift your perception around abundance, it's a joke amongst my clients that they work with me and they always make more money. And so even if they're coming to me about something completely different. So if you would like to tap into that magic, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out that up-level intuitive coaching package, as well as you can book a session with me. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. It just makes life easier. You'll get a little notification on your phone when a new show is added. Also, if you enjoy my programming, I'm an intuitive, and every week on Wednesday and Saturday, I send intuitive messages to help you live your best life. You can get those for free. Just sign up for my newsletter, again, at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com on the homepage. Life gets to be good, guys. No matter what's going on around you, life gets to be good. If you'll just start to believe that it gets to be good, lean into that, explore that, be open to the idea of that, and also accept in that process, you may not even know how to make life be good, and you don't need to. God will show you, and just stay open, curious, and aware, and you will be guided in the perfect way and at the perfect time. I'm Amy, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourselves.